Hello and welcome to another edition of Patrolling the Channel, a podcast designed to help you, the solution provider, help your customers. Last week I spoke with Checkpoint's Amnon Barlev, a vice president who drives all of the Tel Aviv-based network security company's channel strategy, overseas business development, and partner programs. In this interview, I asked Amnon a variety of questions ranging from where his partners need the most assistance to how the channel strategy was tweaked as a result of their various acquisitions. First, I asked about the basics of their 100% channel approach and the benefits of what they call their Pure Advantage program.
Pure Advantage program was announced and enforced like almost 2.5-3 years ago. We did a massive change to our partner program. It used to be flat, so you might have different certification level, but it was not advantage even from the business side. And we changed it to be much more of a multi-tier level program, so Platinum is getting more things from us, also from the business aspects and from other aspects, and the gold and the silver and bronze and so forth. We make sure the distribution will focus to grow the smaller partners and make sure that the bigger partners will get more things from us and encourage the others to be bigger. And Platinum, it's not only about selling more. It's about make sure that a lot of people will be educated on Checkpoint, because my personal belief is that the most important things on partners is to have enough knowledge, because knowledge is what sells. People don't sell what they don't know. And if you have enough knowledge out there, that will make a difference. Myself, in my background, I was a CEO of Partners of Checkpoint, CEO and a partner and a founder of a partner of Checkpoint for almost 10 years. So I have some understanding of how things look from the other side. I know what's the motivation out there. And it's clearly, for me as a vendor, it's to make sure that there will be enough people to know and understand our product, and then they can shift it out to the market, especially when we bring in more and more new product to the markets. And the biggest motivation for the partners is to have enough things to sell and to grow for one side, and for the other side to maintain their margins in a proper manner.
So if you're a smaller partner and you want to get a platinum certification, mm-hmm. how are you able to gain the knowledge of those products and then demonstrate that to get...
So first it will take you some time. You need to go from silver to gold and then to platinum. But basically, it's certified enough people. You have different certification, CCSA, CCSE, CCMA. So there's a couple of level of certification from technical perspective. We also created an online tools for sales certification. So that's very simple, very like half a day or a couple of hours events where you're getting into an online tools, learning a subject, do a test on it, and successful, then you have the sales certification. The next step will be to maintain enough knowledge and demo machines or demo software, so you can start seeing that to customers. And then you have to show some results about continuing to grow your business to a certain extent, to have more customers that you approach, more customers that you sell them, especially product and especially new product at Checkpoint. That's the way to grow in our partner program.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So where do partners need the most help from you?
If you're familiar with this game of kids standing in line and one tell a story to the other and then tell it to the other and then tell it to the other, and the story at the end totally different from the one at the beginning. Same things happen when I'm telling the messaging to my reps and they tell it to the partners, and then they tell it to the partner reps, and then the partner reps tell it to the customers. Usually it's a long way of communication, and we need this flow of knowledge and information to be accurate. So the biggest thing is that to give them more and more tools of knowledge. It could be technical, but it's not only technical knowledge. It's also key selling points and how to compete sometimes on different spaces, and what's the value that customer are getting. And we create many tools like that. We created sales at glance for every product of ours. There's a two-pager, simple things about key selling points, functionality, frequent asked questions, competitive space, and so forth. So that's very straightforward tools in order to give more information to the channel. Again, certification. I also think that the most effective tools is on-the-job learning. Partners are working every day, their time translates to dollars. So if they succeed to sell more product, they will earn more. A technical guy will either be billable by the hour or is a focus on and helping selling products and or supporting them. And I think the best way that I ask my channel manager is basically to go out there and to do a prospecting together with the channel reps. And when you go and do a prospect, and then when you go out and do a meeting and you win a deal, and the reps there of the partners understand it, you've been there twice, he knows to replicate. Sales is all about winning once and replicate it. And we want to help to do the winning together with the partners. We do it once, we do it twice. They know how, and then became our extended sales force.
Checkpoint is a company that has seen many acquisitions. Amnon talked about how those acquisitions have impacted or not impacted the channel program.
So it was very straightforward. We already have this infrastructure, and we just add more product to be sold by the channel, not the other way around. We really committed to this approach.
I guess that's where the education piece comes in, because to me, your acquisitions kind of changed the company. It broadened the company's scope to a certain extent.
Yeah, absolutely.
Give an example, maybe, of an acquisition that
you really had to do a lot of education
on.
Yeah, yeah. PointSec was a good example. It was totally different area, still security, but full disk encryption and media encryption is totally different than firewall and network security.
That was 2006?
That was 2006, yeah. And you need to have a lot of we pushed a lot, and a lot of our partners didn't play at the time at the endpoint space at all. So for them, it wasn't so easy for one side. From the other side, it was a great opportunity, because the endpoint security market is almost the side of the network security side. So right now, you open the addressable market for them to be much bigger. And I think right now, we continue to invest a lot on the endpoint. We have a very solid and robust and quality product on the endpoint side that allow our partners to gain much more, because they can go to these customers and offer him much more than they offered before. So again, they used to sell in the US, they used to sell only direct. They have their own direct sales force. We move everything to the channel as a must. We created a new category specifically for endpoint product. Change pricing to have it as CapEx, as OpEx, different approaches, and we move forward with this one.
Later, I asked Amnon about his partner's top challenges.
We have a program for platinum and gold partners where they put a banner of Checkpoint in their website. And when somebody surfs the website and click on the banner, he will get to a section that is all focused on Checkpoint, that we maintain, that have the look and feel of his specific website. So from the customer experience, it's all the same website of this partner. Reality is that we maintain a certain extent some part of this website ourselves, and we continue to push more information out there about Checkpoint. And if you register, want to download information and so forth, we will push the lead back to the partners. So there are different things that we are doing in order to get more, because website is the biggest way to put more information out there, and partners' website is not always updated. Let's focus on this one. So that's one of the things that we are doing in order to push more information, for example, outside. Every business wants to continue and grow, so this is like the most important part from their side. I think some of them facing a place where they don't want to have so many vendors to deal with. They prefer to have much less amount of vendors, and we clearly see even from the channel side vendor consolidation. They say we don't want to have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, it's enough. They are sometimes struggling to maintain their margin. The market became much more competitive, and customers are well sophisticated enough in order to get to the right pricing levels of pricing and margins. Been always something that you need to continue and maintain. And sometimes, like any organization, like the challenge for my reps as well, is the fact that sometimes you want your people to focus not on the major comfort zone. They need to go out of this comfort zone and start offering endpoint, and go outside of the comfort zone, which is network security, firewall, appliances, and go out and sell DLP. So it's the same challenge that I'm facing, is to say, you know what, yes, I know that you see less money right now, but you'll see much more in the future, and let's focus in those people into this segment in order to grow them. So if you look at partners overall, besides the very big one, the mega one, most of them get to about 50 to 300 customers. And they stay at the same level. They don't continue to grow. And then they lose some and win some and stay morally at the same level, surprisingly or not. Even if they have inspiration for more, reality shows that this is the level they are staying at. And it makes sense because they have the local understanding of the place that they are living. Now, the ability for them to grow is to sell more to existing install base. And that's what we're trying to do with our portfolio as well, is to offer them more, and especially a newer architecture for security called Software Blade Architecture. So the idea is that, like your iPhone, right, that you have a container and you add more and more security application into that. It's exactly the same thing that we're doing today with IPS and with DLP.
And that's how you're reaching to the endpoint, right? That's how you're
and
getting...
also until the endpoint, yes. On the endpoint, you already have a VPN client. What want you have a media encryption or full disk encryption or anti-malware or all of that running on the same endpoint agent, and the same things on the gateway. You have a firewall, why won't you have a VPN, why won't you have a DLP or an IPS, and we can save you a substantial amount of money. It's much more or much better usage of your existing infrastructure to add more and more things plugging into your environment, and we see a pickup of this one. And now what we need in order to make it happen much more robust is those partners to do the same things to their customer base, especially on different things like DLP and like IPS, maybe we didn't play before, and like endpoint that allow them to expand their business.
Mm-hmm. Amnon also said that customers are willing to put applications on a VMware environment, but they're still protecting data centers with a dedicated firewall.
I can tell you that until now, what we see today is a lot of buzz about VMware security. I don't see much of a demand. I see from time to time, we sell that as well, but it's not massive. I would expect to see more, and I think right now people say, you know what, I'll put my application on a VMware environment, but I'll protect the data center with a dedicated firewall, not a firewall that will run on VMware. I don't see much yet of demand to protect between different VMs. I think it might come, it might not, I don't know.
Is it just, why is that? Is it because it's the attack vector is just too sophisticated for attackers, so it's not really
seen as a major...
No, I don't think
it's attack sophisticated, but I think that they protect the data center, which makes sense. And they feel that everything on the same server, they don't see right now maybe the difference or the vulnerability between different VMs, one attacking the other. Mm-hmm. And I think it will take time. So right now, I see a lot of buzz, I see less demand right now. So it's not made for business. I'm very happy that we have those products, and I think it will gain some market share up to a certain extent. We need to wait and see.
That's it for this month's edition of Patrolling the Channel. See you next time.